Once upon a time, right up to the dawn of the 20th century, in fact, royal marriages were arranged relationships, peace treaties that secured borders and cemented political alliances. Those who wanted to marry for love were considered to have abrogated their duties. And yet, the most modern love story in the history of the thousand-year-old British monarchy began in a similar way to many royal matches of centuries past, as a setup. On the cloudy afternoon of November 27, 2017, Prince Harry of Wales, then fifth in line to the throne, descended a series of flagstone steps into Kensington Palace's sunken garden with his beautiful raven-haired fiancée. They were there for the obligatory photo session that followed Clarence House's official announcement of their engagement a few hours earlier. The gray waters of the reflecting pool mirrored their images, variously holding hands, arms entwined, heads inclined toward each other, a pair of terrestrial swans in a mating dance, able to read and anticipate each other's body language. The couple's radiant smiles more than made up for the absence of the sun. With no coat over his royal blue suit, Harry must not have felt the autumnal nip in the air. Wearing a belted white trench coat, his intended bride, Meghan Markle, was already breaking royal protocol by not wearing pantyhose. That fashion statement alone was enough of a clue that Meghan was already doing things differently, and their frequent and public displays of affection are another hint that she and Harry already are and will be like no other couple the monarchy has ever seen. Their fateful blind date had taken place less than 17 months earlier, and in the intervening time, they had been as inseparable as they could manage for two people who lived on different continents and whose individual professional commitments kept them occupied nearly every day. Meghan was no nubile foreign princess waiting to be told which dynastic marriage awaited her, or a teenage English rose with little experience of the world. Meghan Markle is a foreigner, but even a generation ago, her marriage to Harry would have been unimaginable. Cut to a soggy polo match at Smith's Lawn during one rainy day at Windsor in 1970. As the story goes, a 5'8" blonde bearing a remarkable resemblance to the Prince of Wales's childhood nanny sauntered up to him through the mud, and with supreme confidence, complimented his pony. "That's a fine animal, sir. I thought you played wonderfully well." Having won Prince Charles's attention, on their second encounter, she blatantly propositioned him. "My great-grandmother and your great-great-grandfather were lovers. How about it?" Camilla Shan's father was a courtier with the somewhat priapic title Silver Stick. The ancestress she'd alluded to was Alice Keppel, known as La Favorita, mistress for more than a dozen years to Edward VII, who'd had to be bodily removed from the dying king's bedside by command of the queen, who wanted her rival out of sight. Queen Elizabeth's oldest son fell head over heels for Camilla, and the pair dated before Charles entered the Royal Navy. But he never proposed, and Camilla was unwilling to wait for him. In 1973, she wed Andrew Parker Bowles, a captain of the household cavalry 8 years her senior. But at the time she and Charles began dating, even if the Prince of Wales had evinced no fear of commitment, Buckingham Palace would have been unwilling to accept Camilla as a suitable bride. Despite the fact that her father was a courtier and she'd attended good schools, the Shans were not considered aristocratic enough for Camilla to be future Queen of England material. Moreover, Camilla was not a virgin. Queen Elizabeth's own mother, Elizabeth Bowes Lyon, was not royal. But her father was an earl, and she was as pure as the driven snow when she married the then Duke of York in 1923. When she was still the heir apparent, in 1947 Queen Elizabeth had wed a foreign royal, her fourth cousin Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark, but theirs was a love match. Moreover, in the wake of World War I, when most European monarchies had been relegated to the history books, it was no longer necessary to cement foreign alliances for political gain. Yet to the Windsors, even in 1981, it was still important for the bride of the Prince of Wales, the heir to the throne, to pass the purity test. Enter Lady Diana Spencer, the youngest daughter of the 8th Earl Spencer. Her pedigree was older, far posher, and more English than Charles's. In 1603, King James I had created the first Baron Spencer, and the title was upgraded to an earldom by George III in 1765.